6:39 on WGN. I've got the price of gold up here on my computer screen. Futures trading at $2,401 an ounce. It's gone up a dollar since I started looking during the commercial break. That's high. Brian Hogevane from AmeriCash. We're going to get to all the stuff that people have. They want to find out how much money it's worth. But Brian, are people coming in with their gold since we've been talking about it?
Absolutely. It's been a madhouse. Everybody's been bringing the stuff that they've had sitting in the drawers, sitting in the cabinets, you know, things they're not wearing, broken stuff, and just bringing in and getting the cash for it. I mean, gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time. Everyone always asks me, when do I bring it in? Now. Here's your call. Bring it in.
And you go to 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. And has Iridium brought in all of the gold from all of her ex-boyfriends or no?
Like 6 or 7 pounds worth. She's set. She is.
Yeah, she's
set.
Never going to show up again to the office.
I know. She is.
She's got
set.
So many suitors. Yeah, and exactly. Broken hearts abounding. Do you ever hear good stories? By the way, hello, Brian. We're not in the same room right now because I'm at the United Center. Brian is downtown in the studios. But do you ever hear good stories from people bringing in their gold about where they got it from?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you just hear different stories of. When they received an item and so forth. You know, a lot of times the stories that we hear from people are, let's say something they're getting fixed or repaired, which of course we do right there in the store as well. So they'll always have an interesting story as to, you know, when someone proposed or how they were proposed to and so forth. And it is always neat. It is always fascinating hearing those different stories, that everybody willing to share and so forth, and it makes it interesting. It gives it a little bit more the piece of jewelry a little more personality. It makes it fun, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, you're not gonna just be like, here, dump your gold, go buy. You like to talk to people. You do.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot more to it, because you know, sometimes people are selling off stuff that, you know, had some history with it or had some emotional attachment to it. And sometimes, you know, they have to make a decision whether they're going to keep it or it's going to go. And,
we could do a whole show on the psychology of people that come into the office, right? Because at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, what I appreciate about you because I've seen you in action, you're not pushing anyone. You say, here's what the price is. Here's a fair price. But if you want to hold on to this, hold on to it.
Right. If you're still attached to it, I always tell everybody, hey, just keep it. But if you're done and it's ready to get a new home, then bring it in and sell it.
Love that. Bring it to Brian the Cash Man. Okay, are you ready to take some texts and calls?
Oh, absolutely.
312. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John. I apologize.
That's fine. Oh, the fun delay of a half a second back and forth. Okay, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Got a great text. I'm going to try and describe it because someone sent in pictures, which is always appreciated. It is what essentially looks like what would be a box of chocolates, but instead of chocolates, it's about 40 proof set bank marked sterling silver ingots. You're looking at this picture, right, Brian?
Yes. Yeah.
What are these things?
So these are made by the Franklin Mint. They are sterling silver ingots. Their question here...
What's an ingot?
An ingot is the bar itself. Okay. That's another way of, instead of saying bar, you could call it an ingot.
Okay.
So, this is a nice little find. I mean, this is definitely something, if the listeners out there... Please bring this in. You know, we're talking, this is, you know, thousands of dollars that they would, literally just found cleaning out their house. So definitely bring it on in.
That's thousands of dollars what I'm looking at?
Absolutely.
Because they send in the proof set and the certificate of authenticity, which certainly with anything helps.
Oh, it definitely helps. At least at the bare minimum, it helps with identification of what is it that we're looking at.
Yeah, interesting stuff. 773 chimed in. People, should we save all of our Lincoln cents that are 1982 or older? They're 95% copper, and they're worth more now. Is that any truth to that?
Well, I would have to go through and look up the legality of it. I know there were people in the past trying to, you know, call out all the copper cents that were in circulation, and they were going to melt them, and I know Uncle Sam put a stop to that. So, you know, if you wanted to save your copper cents, and I don't see any reason not to, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
sure.
And really, to be safe, you want to be 1981 or older, because in 82 was a transition year. They had new 7 different varieties that existed in 82 to test the different metal combinations of the scent to see how they would wear in circulation.
Awesome. I'm just texting back the person that had that thousands of dollars worth of stuff to make sure they heard what you just said, Brian.
Absolutely.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600 is your number. The phone lines are filling up, but you can still get on now, 312-981-7200. We'll get to Steve, we'll get to Glenn, and we'll get to more calls, but at 645, let's first check in with Mary Vandeveld with the traffic and weather. Joe Brand looks like a young Harrison Ford with aviators now, with a linen button-down shirt, which doesn't have the top 3 or 4 buttons buttoned, and short blue shorts. Kevin Powell in a nice black t-shirt. They're ready to broadcast from a pool in about 11 minutes. I look forward to listening to that on my way home. Brian Hogevane, you ever do a button-up linen shirt, Brian?
Why not?
A couple buttons unbuttoned at the top when you're letting loose?
Yeah, that's right. Every day.
That's what you see when you go to Americash, people. All right, you ready to take some calls, my friend?
Sure, let's get some calls going.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's got something big. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Steve?
Yeah, hi there.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
We can. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it's a baby grand piano that my parents have. It's a 1918 piano.
Wow.
And it's a Steinway. And there's actually there's the serial number on the inside of it, and so we've actually verified that it is a Steinway, but we're trying to figure out, you know,
what to do.
They're very difficult to move, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
all right,
they are.
Brian, you're already chiming in, because I don't know if you deal with pianos, but I'm sure you might be able to know someone who does, right?
We don't. We stay away from the very large, very heavy items like this. You know, some of the big questions, of course, would be is, you know, how frequently has the piano been kept in tune? Is somebody actively playing it? You know, the overall condition of the outside, you know, all that stuff is going to play to the value of the item. But I got to be honest with you, the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 pianos that were offered to me were offered for free.
Just simply
come and get it, please. Yeah. I can't seem to find anyone. Now, Steinway is a little different. Big, very prominent manufacturer. So, you know, it might be something better to, and just in fairness, we do not deal in pianos, but, you know, I wish you best of luck on finding somebody. Unfortunately, the one person that I knew that, dealt in pianos is no longer dealing in pianos. So I gotta find a new guy.
He'll find a new guy for you. Steve, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Sorry they don't deal in pianos, but you can still call 630-969-9600. Brian, I'm sure you'd be happy to do a little research to help out our
Absolutely.
Listeners.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're online too. Glenn, what do you think? What do you got?
How you doing? I got two different things. One is a Omega pocket watch with a case. It is older, and it is gold. And the other object that I got is a Fabergé Christmas tree topper. Still in the box, still with the letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Let's start with the pocket watch, Brian.
Oh, Omega pocket watch, definitely a good item. It could be actual gold, or it could be a gold-filled pocket watch. They made both. Is there anything else you can tell me about your pocket watch? Is it a chronograph, or does it have... you know, additional, like a wind indicator or anything?
I don't know anything about the watches. There's no cover. Like, I remember some of the pocket watches have, like,
face.
A cover on it.
Yeah. So that would be called the closed face ones like that, known as a hunter case. And then the open face ones that did not have that cover was called an open face. So, you know, in this case, that's, you know, definitely an item that we do buy, and if you have an opportunity, bring it on by. And then regarding the Fabergé item, that's also definitely an item I would love to take a look at and do a little extra research and see what we can do for you on that.
Yeah. Glenn, you're a 630. Where are you at?
Up by Gurnee.
Oh, you're up by Gurnee. Well, come on down. Come on down to Westmont. We'll welcome you by to the neighborhood.
We just had some customers in from Wisconsin today.
Oh, nice.
I'm a truck driver, so driving doesn't matter.
right.
You do it for a living. There you go. Glenn, yeah, bring it on over. And I know you love dealing with watches, Brian. You seem to get extra excited with watches sometimes. All right.
If you want, I can send you a picture of the watch.
Yeah, send it in.
You are more than welcome to text it to 630-969-9600.
Yeah. You got that, Glenn? Keep on listening if you missed it. We'll say that number before the end of the segment. All right, Glenn, thanks so much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got phone lines open, just a couple minutes left, so get on right now if you want a question. We had a question about wheat pennies, Brian. First, what are they, and are they worth anything?
So the wheat cent issue was issued from 1909 until 1958, and they featured a wheat wreath on the reverse of the coin. With it saying 1 cent directly in the center, and hence the name wheat cent. That's where that comes from. And those can range very widely depending on their condition, type, variety, year, mint marks, etc. We've paid 2 cents a piece for some, and I've paid thousands for others, just depending on what year, what type, and condition when it comes to the wheat cents.
All right. Going back to the text, we had to start things off with the ingots. Am I saying that right?
Ingots, yeah.
Ingots, the sterling silver ingots. I texted the listener to make sure they were listening. Then you said what you were looking at. Obviously, you have to verify and all that stuff.
Yeah, they just have to bring it in so we can, calculate it out and make sure.
Well, here she said, oh my gosh, I'll be going there and I have more. And these
bring
were from cleaning his or her parents' house. And that happens a lot, right, Brian?
A lot. I just had a customer, another listener today, who brought in boxes full of stuff from their parents that they no longer wanted, and were pleasantly surprised with how much money they walked out with.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Check it out before you throw it out. That's why we say it all the time. There are so many things that end up in landfills because people just didn't think it was worth anything. And maybe they were ashamed to bring it in, or there was some guilt associated with it. Free yourself from that guilt. If it's going to sit in a closet and gather dust, if it doesn't have that emotional attachment to it. And that's the thing, Brian. Some things that are passed down may be worth nothing, but they have so much attachment to it that you would never give it up. I can think of some things I have of my grandparents that I would never give up.
Absolutely.
Even if they're worth a ton. But some things you don't have that attachment to, and your kids don't want it either. Get the cash while you can, and I'm sure your loved ones, well beyond, will be like, good, I'm glad you did it. Brian, we're out of time. Let's just give the address again, the phone number, too.
It's 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont, Illinois, and you can reach us at 630-969-9600. You can also text that number, 630-969-9600.
Yeah, bring in your gold, too. It's worth a lot. And if Uncle Sam took a couple grand out of your cash account today, make it up. Go to AmeriCash. Brian, talk soon, okay?
All righty, John.
We'll take a break. We got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.